I'm gonna have to go back and watch that movie, I guess.
I don't, you know, good. This might have been one that I never saw.
There's a lot of them, Will. Don't say one that you never saw.
I'm just saying another that I didn't see.
Yeah. I need to make a list of movies that you have to watch.
But I'm not going to appreciate it, though. It's a child's movie. I don't have the nostalgia built up where I could watch it now as a grown man. Like, I could watch Home Alone. I could watch Three Ninjas.
Yeah.
Surf Ninjas. You know, right. I loved all those. Blank Check. I'd get down on some Blank Check right now.
Good movie. Yeah,
but those
movie.
Are all the ones that I have affinity for going in. I don't have any affinity for this movie, I don't think. I think I did see it, but it didn't. I don't know. I think it was like one of those days where like a substitute was in, you know, and then they just put on a movie. It was like kind of one of those things.
Yeah. I don't remember the movie like the back of my hand. I saw it a few times as a kid, you know, but there are some movies from that era, though, that I think still hold up and they're still fantastic and I can enjoy them today the way I enjoyed them back in the day. Still, like the comedies still hold up. I will say this, when you watch a teenage rom-com or something from the 80s, like a John Hughes movie, you'll cringe a little watching them today because they are just laden with like date rape and misogynistic, like there's racism. I mean, it's all over the place in the 80s, man. Like watch 16 Candles. I watched that, probably 4 or 5 months ago in the midst of the pandemic. And I was the whole time I'm going, God, I don't remember all this inappropriate stuff. Like, I'm not offended myself, you know, but I could see where society as a whole would completely cancel that movie in so many ways. Like from the Asian guy, Long Duck Dong, who's very funny. But it's just he's doing the stereotypical Asian stuff that would piss a lot of people off now, you know?
Yeah.
Dong Dong, what breakfast? I mean, it's just very Asian stereotypes. And then, like, Anthony Michael Hall's character, he's just, like, forcing himself on Molly Ringwald, like, you know. And then there's the other girl on there. She's, like, the cheerleader girl. She's hammered drunk, and he's, like, making out with her and stuff. I'm like, that's date rape. You can't do this. Like, what are we doing? But it was, like, funny in the 80s. Huh? She's drunk. Put your hand up her skirt. No. Not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of movies like that, like, from the 80s where you go.
Oh, every movie from the 80s is, like, I mean, every single one is like that. There's no way you could get away with 100% of the things that they did in those movies now.
I know, dude. Crazy, crazy stuff. We've talked about it before. Revenge of the Nerds, he completely raped that girl in the moonwalk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Completely raped her. Like, she thought he was Stan, the quarterback. And he had a damn Darth Vader mask on and banged her in the moonwalk. That's rape.
You know, that used to be just a funny gag. And now it's rape.
Yeah. Think about, like, did you ever see Porky's?
Did I? Yeah, I think so. I don't really remember it though.
Yeah, it was like a high school like comedy thing, but they like cut a hole like a peephole in the girls like locker room, and they're just staring at the girls and the whole time. And then the guy Meat, and they call him Meat for a reason, sticks his giant ding dong through the hole, and the coach was like an old fat lesbian lady. She grabs his ding dongs, tugging on it like what are we doing?
Everybody was on coke, you know, back then. It's just.
And I'm watching these at like 10 years old. I'm like 10 years old watching Porky's and laughing hysterically, you know, and my dad's like, you know, let me, you know, he took me to see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. If you care to join us, you may. We have a line, line one, there,
yep.
William.
Sure do.
Let's get it. Hey, Johnny B. Show, who did?
Hey there. This is Marine Rawl.
Oh, thank God, man. What's going on, dude?
I'm good, Johnny. How are you, Will?
Fantastic, now that you're on the phone. How are you?
Hell yeah, man.
Good, good. So, for the past week or so, I was on my Facebook, and I keep on seeing these articles where it says Biden edges Trump, and I've been reading it for like a week. Mm. So, you mean to tell me that Biden has had Trump in a perpetual state of pleasure and ecstasy for the past week?
He is a sick puppy.
Yeah. Took that long.
He must have incredible stamina.
You just got to know how to stop, man. Right when you're getting ready, you got to think of weird stuff like grandma eating a rat. And then you back off, then you go back at it, and then you think of other weird stuff, you know what I mean? Aunt Patty's ambrosia, you know, and then you lose it, and then you go back, you know, it's a lot of mind control.
Right. It's impressive.
Yeah.
Bye. I'm still looking at Tom Brady Photoshop, so I'm going to hang Ooh. Up. Bye.
Bye. There you go. My favorite Marine, Rob.
Do you have strategies for your stamina as far when you're with a new lady and you don't want to,
There ain't no new ladies for me.
Well, I'm just saying, like, in your past, in the past few decades when you were out on the prowl, like, you know, you want to make your first time special, and you're always excited about the first time, and, you know, maybe you get a little too excited and maybe, you know, finish before you want to.
I used to go with the old school approach of, knocking out a batch or two before the date on my own.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, like they said on Something About Mary, you know, you don't go in with a loaded gun. It's true.
My buddy had the best one, and I use it. I stole it from him. But it's, you picture the Millennium Falcon going into hyperspace, and you just picture just that, the scenery, the lights going past, and it just calms you. Yeah.
Does it?
Yeah. It just kind of puts you in a zen state.
Yeah, I was watching. I'm trying to think of what comedian I saw the other day. It was a girl. And I think it was a girl. And she was saying that, or maybe it wasn't. I can't remember. But basically it was guys can't enjoy sex the way women can. Like, women are just constantly enjoying the entire thing, where we are enjoying it and then trying not to enjoy it, like 50-50.
That's true.
So
that's very true.
So we're like, I'm loving it. Stop loving it. Okay, yeah. Loving it again. It's really weird. Yeah.
I kind of wish that you could just, like, make them.
Oh no, this is gonna be bad.
I don't even know if I can. I don't. I probably shouldn't. But just, like, get them nude and, like, get a good look at them first. You know, like, make them bend over and cough, you know, the whole
Enjoy
thing.
It.
Just because, you know, you don't want to get too excited. So you, get, you
bend
make
sure
you, you know where all the, you know where all the birthmarks are and, you know, what the boobies look like. And you're like, okay, I think I can handle this now. But the first time, you're just so excited.
I can handle this.
you're just too excited.
Take it on a test drive, you know. Yeah. You don't bark the tires when you leave with it.
Yeah.
I got you. Like,
can I have three bourbons before we do this, please?
Yeah.
Thank you.
100%. Yeah. No. Yeah. No, it's good to, like I said, to clear everything out before you go you don't want to be, like, anticipating it and then, like, you know, having, like, 4 or 5 days built up, you know. It's going to be bad. It's going to be real, real bad. She's going to think you're a one pump chump.
Yeah, I don't think that. I don't know. I haven't really found that to be the case. Like, I've tried that strategy and it doesn't necessarily help. You know, because you get the refractory period back and then you're back in biz within, you know, an hour. And you're still kind of in the same boat, you know? I mean, like, you know, maybe it works for some people. I haven't found that. You just got to, like, be zen or just, you know, get really good at back rubs, one or the other.
I've always thought about my grandmother doing anything. It's always been my go-to.
I just don't want to mix those worlds. I know that would probably be great, but I don't want to associate grandma and getting it on in any circumstance. Like,
yeah, because and it's one image too, and I don't think I've ever told anybody this, right? So my grandmother, she passed away when I was 13. She was an amazing woman, but very hard lady. Like, she was, you know, half Native American and just, like, really rough. Grew up in the hard, hard streets of Tampa. No nonsense. She was married to a full-blooded Cuban man, you know, the only grandfather that I knew. And she smoked, chain smoked, filterless cigarettes, like 24/7. She cussed like a sailor. She would cook, and it would always be a bead of sweat coming off of the tip of her nose all the time. She never had air conditioning. She was was a very loving lady. Like, she loved me more than anybody's ever loved me. But anytime I'm, you know, in a situation, you know, where I don't want to end the sexual encounter, I picture my grandmother stirring some sort of bean soup and the sweat on her nose, well, a cigarette dangling out of her mouth with the ash about to fall into the food and the sweat actually dripping into the food. And I can go a lot longer,
Wow.
pretty much all day if I need to.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
hey, if that works for you, I just wouldn't want to associate
Yeah.
Granny with getting it
Yeah.
on.
Once in a while, I've yelled my grandmother's name at completion, and it's very awkward.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
Because her name
Sicko.
was Ravonia. You know what
Sick
I mean?
pup.
That's not sexy.
You're a sick
You
pup.
know?
Yeah.
Ravonia! Yeah, that'll ruin things. Do we have somebody on the phone?
Yes, we do.
Son of a bitch! Hey, Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, you guys are nailing the nail on the head with the, you know, expression. But no, the other night, for example, I had to I had to be like, oh, the baby's gonna wake up, because it's just I have no self-control anymore. Man, I go
Yeah.
5 minutes, I'm like, God, what can I do to take it off, to keep
Yeah.
going? It
Take your
just don't
last.
make sense, man.
So wait,
So yeah, come up with excuses.
did you have a
Well,
baby, and that's when it kind of like after
the
that?
baby's in the other room next to us, but we were doing, some stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I just have no self-control anymore.
No,
So
I mean,
things
like,
really
is that new since the baby arrived? I mean.
actually problem. Well, the baby's a year and a half old, but I mean, it's just everything. Just now, before, a little before, and it's just
Yeah.
weird, man. When you're in your early 20s, it's totally cool. You can go an hour or two, but now it's like you almost got to come up with excuses as to why
Right.
you're done first before, So it's just
Well,
funny
yeah,
hearing that
I
talk about
have
that.
on I have found over the years, same thing. Like it does seem to happen faster. So I always try to get her taken care of ahead of time. That way, if something happens,
Yep.
she was there way before me.
Right.
Everybody's happy.
Yep.
Everybody got dinner. Everybody's fine.
Yeah, I did have a question though. Do you think, because we've never explored with any stuffed toys, should I buy her something this holiday, for her? I feel bad because
Talk.
she doesn't get to finish as much.
I would discuss it with her. I mean, you'd be surprised. Like, women aren't afraid to talk about it. So I would say something to her, go, hey, what would you think about let's, jazzing things up a little bit? I mean, what do you think? I'm down for it. Are you down for it? Because it's cool. As long as you're open about it, I think that's cool.
I just didn't know how the whole toy situation works out. So, I mean,
It's
we'll give it a
different for
shot. But
everybody. Yeah, it's
all right,
different for
thank you.
everybody.
Love
I
the show, you
remember
guys. All right,
later,
buddy.
man,
Later,
pal.
man.
Yeah. Because I remember, and I know we talked about this a few months ago, but when I was like 20, 21 years old, I was still pretty inexperienced compared to the girl I was with. She had been, doing things a lot longer than I had. She was a little older than me, and she was pretty much a sexual deviant, right? And sweet girl, but I remember like we were living together very briefly, and she was at work, and I went to go grab I needed a pair of socks, and I couldn't remember where she had put my socks in the dresser. So I just opened up the top dresser, and I didn't realize that was the gadget drawer, and it was full. My God. It was like a full Todd Superstore in that top drawer, dude. Everything you can think of. And I freaked out. I had no idea how to take it. I thought in my head, this is the biggest whore in the world. She's having orgies. She's banging the entire neighborhood when I'm not home. I was having like a panic attack when I saw that. It was like, oh my God. I was so out of my league, and I didn't know what to think. But then, like, if you were to fast forward like 10 years and I was in a girl's house and I opened up the drawer and saw that, I'd be like, hell
Hell
yeah, I
yeah.
got me a good one. This
Well,
girl's on.
it would probably depend on, I don't know. I always think I'm not a prude, but then sometimes I get called a prude and I go, well, maybe I am a prude. I don't know. Like my friend has a box. He's a dude and he has a box of toys that
That's
he has
weird.
and then he like uses them. When he went through this streak, he was just red hot. Red
What
hot
a bunch
on
of
the
rubber
apps.
fists. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of curious to see him, but I also like I don't want to see him. I don't even want to know.
No,
But he was on this streak where he was just like having sex appointments, like
Yeah.
these girls were just, couldn't get enough of the K dog, so he was giving it to
Good
him
for him.
on the
Yeah,
reg, and
man.
he became this
Yeah.
deviant. And I don't know. It's like if I were to find, to me, if you, if a girl has a toy, I'm just like, yeah, that's, you know, that's normal. If a guy has a toy, I'm like, you're a sicko. You're a sick puppy.
Yeah, you're a rapist.
Yeah, and which is weird. It's a total double standard, but double standards exist in this world.
Right. Well, the girls think the same way. Like they can have every size, every color, every style of dildo, but if we have one fleshlight,
yeah,
we should be on some sort of FBI watch list.
And I'm sorry, I'm a man, and I agree with that. I shouldn't, like, it shouldn't matter. It shouldn't be a big deal. Like, ladies can have them, but if I see a dude with a fleshlight, I'm like, you should be in jail. You really should. This is rape.
I wouldn't think he should be in jail for just a fleshlight. But if he has attachments for the fleshlight, because I've seen that in ads before, where they have a fleshlight. No, they have a, well, yes, but they have a fleshlight that has an iPad like a case.
Oh, right.
So that you can put it right, it like connects to the bottom of your iPad so that when you're watching porn. So funny.
Yeah, that's bizarre. That's sicko.
You're way too into it, man. That's messed up.
Maybe I'm a prude. I don't know, because like that imagine, shouldn't be a big deal.
Can you imagine if you're just too lazy to take the fleshlight off and you go to watch some Netflix, you know, you just got some dirty fleshlight under it while you're watching Kingdom?
That's the thing, come on. With those things, you have to, like, you know, clean them out afterwards. And it's
They're
just,
dishwasher safe, I've heard.
I don't have a dishwasher. Maybe if I had a dishwasher, change my mind.
Well,
but
I wouldn't put it in my dishwasher anyway. Oh, I don't want that rolling around with my plates.
I got one actually one time.
Why does my omelet taste like bleach?
My friend worked at one of those sex shops, and I had talked about, like, I'm very curious about them, but I don't want to buy one. I don't want to have to make that purchase, which I think you could buy it on Amazon now, but I didn't want to have to go to the porn store and, like,
oh, you can.
I don't want it, but I'm curious. So it was a perfect gift, I will say. Like, she gave me this pocket pee.
I got one as a gift too.
And it sat on my dresser for months. Months and months. I would just see it and shake my head and feel shame. And then one day, I had a few beers one day.
Yeah!
And I was like, it's time.
Woo!
And I used it, and it was better. It was much
Damn
better
right.
than using your hand, that's for sure.
Damn right it is.
But immediately, you know, when you finish and you, like, have the porn on, you're like, oh, God. And you shut the computer screen. You're like, you're a pig.
True.
And it was, I got that same feeling after that. So I
put can't even look at yourself anymore.
You know what I did with it? I put it in a sock.
Shut up, man.
And I went outside and threw it in the garbage outside.
In a sock. I thought you could say you threw it at a homeless person or something.
No. Not that bad. Man. I didn't want it in my house garbage, so I just put it in a big old sock and just chucked it in the garbage outside because I was so ashamed.